The BBC may have opened its doors to internet innovators, but the U.S. radio giant Infinity Broadcasting has let them take over the store, or at least one money-losing AM station in San Francisco. Renamed KYOU, its programming consists entirely of podcasts, downloadable, often do-it-yourself radio shows, solicited and selected by the KYOU staff. Though the station is advertiser-supported, these podcasters/broadcasters aren't paid in cash, but with the opportunity, as the station's website says, to give voice to their vision. On Thursday, that meant shows riffing on time travel, Israeli rap, and the lives of some guys named Jason and Gary, among others. KYOU calls it open source radio. Open Source is also the name of Christopher Lydon's new radio show, but the former host of public radio's The Connection says he's trying something different. Chris, welcome to the show.
Brooke, thank you.
Let's start with KYOU. Here's a clip of that.
My own ideal woman is a rocket scientist. This is what I strive for. And not just someone with a firm grasp on the basics of propulsion either, but quite literally a rocket scientist. It's not like being a poet. Any fool can write a poem. I'm looking for someone who knows a little something about solid rocket boosters.
Okay. Chris, what's going on here?
What I hear there is that corporate media has figured it out, as we all have, that in this day and age with the internet, every man, woman, and child can be a broadcaster. So it's worth a try. But theirs sounds to me like a kind of bulletin board, a miscellany. Ours is quite different, actually. We want to say, here's what we think is interesting or important this hour. Help us figure it out. We will ask people to send us MP3 files, as Infinity is going to do. We'll ask them for voicemails. We'll ask them for emails. But we'll ask them in any fashion to join in building the show.
It seems that you are always responsive to your listeners, that you are taking ideas from here, there, and everywhere when you were the host of The Connection.
Yeah, we did.
And so now you've got a program, and the way that you describe it, with the addition of perhaps a more active website, it doesn't seem to be a radical departure.
Well, think about it. For one thing, there's the international aspect. One of my complaints, in a way, about the American discourse at the moment is it's become very bunkered, very isolated. You don't hear West African or Eastern European or Chinese, Indian voices in our public conversation. I'd like to bring them in both as listeners and as talkers, as you can't do in talk radio. You can do it very, very easily in the internet. You can make a global conversation.
But you'll be contacting them through the internet? You'll be asking for their MP3s through the internet? Exactly how will you be getting them on the air?
I think the typical thing will be we will post it on our blog that we're talking about. Say, Jeffrey Sachs has written this big book on the end of poverty. He writes a lot about Kenya. I want to hear Kenyans on Jeff Sachs's remedy for Kenya. So first you write to the Kenyan bloggers and you talk to Kenyan media and you search around for people who have read the book or who care about development and you invite them onto the website and then onto the radio show.
So basically, you're just opening up your phone lines much broader through the internet.
But it's not a multiple of two. It's a multiple of thousands in the sense of voice over internet protocol phone calls are getting cheap. The communication is instant. The world is very, very small in that internet.
Okay, so this is sort of like the public journalism that advocate Dan Gilmore refers to when he says, my readers are smarter than I am. Are your listeners
Amen.
Smarter than
Amen.
You are?
Amen. Absolutely. So are yours, Brooke. I mean, I keep thinking the 5 million readers of the New York Times know more about everything than the 1,000 great editors and reporters who put out the paper. And we now have the mechanism in the internet to feed that wisdom, that energy, that experience back into the content.
Now, the station affiliates who'll be running your show will be paying for it, but you're also making the program available to be reused by a Creative Commons license.
Yes.
What is that?
The principle of Creative Commons licensing is some rights are reserved. You can't go out and take what we're doing and sell it, but you can pass it on and you can reuse it sort of in the manner of remixing music if you give credit to us.
And your affiliates aren't concerned about having that material that they pay for available for free?
I'm not really sure, Brooke. I hope they're not. It's part of the redefinition of who owns the conversation. I don't think the local stations need to feel they own everything they broadcast. We don't feel we own everything we broadcast.
All right. Christopher Lydon, thank you very much.
Brooke Gladstone, thank you.
Christopher Lydon's new public radio show called Open Source debuted last Monday.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Tony Field, Janie York, and Mike Vuolo, and edited by Brooke. Dylan Keefe is our technical director, and Jennifer Munson, our engineer. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer, and John Keefe, our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find free transcripts, MP3 downloads, and our podcast at onthemedia.org, and email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. The Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org, and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. Support from the media comes from Hofstra University, which this November analyzes Bill Clinton's administration at the 11th of its presidential conferences. More details at hofstra.edu. And the Bidell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the John and Anna Maria Phillips Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.